Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla, what is up, champion? It's Sam Crowley. It's a random download Friday. What do we do on download Friday? I don't know. I think we just started this like last week. But hey, here's what we're going to do. What's on my mind? What's on my mind? Marketing, mindset, money, and everything in between. So hey, let's get after it. If you haven't booked your call yet, go to launchwithsam.com. Would love to help you launch your dream right now. It's the speed of marketing and money. That's launchwithsam.com. Check it out. It's my calendar. So today it's Friday, March 8th. I always like to go back a year and think, geez, what was I doing last year on Friday, March 8th? And, a lot of it was around this new membership site that I was going to launch. I just signed up with a company and I was going to pay him $6,000 a month. Well, I wasn't going to, I actually started paying them $6,000 a month a year ago today. And my whole vision of the membership site, it was going to be launched. All of my audios and videos and trainings were going to be inside of there. I use Infusionsoft for my marketing. And inside Infusionsoft is a there's a separate component you can purchase called Memberium, which speaks to Infusionsoft. They're really complicated. If you're not familiar with that stuff, it doesn't matter. But anyway, I was $6,000 a month in, started March. I was excited, fired up. I could see like 3 months out, this whole thing will be built out. And fast forward 4 months later, I paid March, April, May, June. Going into July, I was out $24,000 and had yet to have really any semblance of a membership site. Couldn't launch anything. And I pulled the ripcord on it. I backed out. I said, man, I'm $24,000 into this thing. We haven't made $1, not $1. So I told the company, thank you. This has been definitely a learning experience. Like we talked about yesterday, you either win or you learn. So I think a year ago, I was thinking about how excited I'd be with that membership site. And I never even was sending people from my podcast to my calendar, you know, to book calls, to talk to people and things like that. And I just started doing that over Christmas of 2018, just a couple months ago. And that revolutionized my business for a lot of reasons I talk about. I think I've mentioned a lot on this podcast, so I won't say the same thing over and over. But since it's a random download and what's on my mind right now, I'm so grateful that I started doing that. Because it's allowed me to really get the finger on the pulse of my market. My market is the individual who wants to live a life of significance. Forget about the money. The money's going to come. It always does. But the person who wants to feel like they lived, you know? And we monetize whatever that passion is. There's no wrong answers. And to get on the phone with people, even without selling anything, you know, just to get on the phone with individuals, men and women from all around the world, literally all, I mean, I don't even know how many countries. I don't even know. Maybe there's been 20 so far that I've talked to. I know there's over 100 countries that this show is downloaded in. And it's just been such a change. So last year, I was all about membership site, passive income, you know, $27 a month, $47 a month, $90. And that's still going to happen. I still have that vision for every day is Saturday. But I never saw the other part coming. And that's the thing. When you start moving, good thing, nothing bad ever happens. It's like, it's not like you start going for a walk and you just walk out in front of a bus, you know? You go for a walk, you start feeling better, you want to keep going for a walk, but then you go down a road you never saw before. You're like, oh, I wonder what's down that road. Let's go there, honey. Let's take a walk down there. Maybe you're by yourself. You say, yeah, talking to yourself. Hey, let's go down there. Maybe, I don't know if that's a dead end or comes out somewhere else. I've never seen that road before. And that's kind of how I would describe the entrepreneurial journey of, hey, let's go down that road. Never been down that road before. I've walked before, so I certainly know how to walk without getting hit by a car. I don't have a fear of being hit by a car. Now, when I go down that road, it might be a dead end, and then I got to walk all the way back and go back from where I started, but that's okay. I remember back in 2010, I took my daughter's trick-or-treating in Springville, New York, and it was our first Halloween there. And it's about 30 miles south of Buffalo. And I was, it was pitch black dark because it was probably, we had been trick-or-treating for about an hour. So it was like 7:30 at night. And I go, girls, let's go down this road. And it was a long, long road. And it was kind of getting cold. And geez, my kids were like 9, 6, and 5 at the time. And so they were still really little. And it was a dead end. And we had to walk all the way back. And it, I mean, it wasn't just any kind. It was like 20 minutes to get to the end of the road because it was a winding road. You couldn't see. You could only see about every 100 feet. It was so dark out. There wasn't any streetlights. And there wasn't a lot of houses. We probably trick-or-treated on that whole road, maybe 10 houses. I thought we were going to like discover some gold mine that nobody had ever seen before. And there's a life lesson there, too. You know, success leaves clues. You don't got to go down new roads. You can, that nobody's ever traveled down before. But you can travel the same roads everybody else has traveled, podcasting, video, writing, creating, whatever it is that you want to do in your profession. You don't got to reinvent the wheel. You just got to do it your way. And that's really empowering, you know? It's just really empowering. You don't have to build out a new road. You don't got to travel down a road in the dark. Travel down where the roads, where the lights, it's already lit up for you, you know? Sometimes we make this stuff so complicated because we want it to be complicated because we think if it's not complicated, that it's not going to be a good value. We're not going to really add a lot of great value if we don't make this complicated and have a lot of different steps to it and real different, you know, things that no one's ever done before. That's not true. Take what other people have done and just build on the idea, you know, and do it with your own unique flavor, whatever that looks like to you, because life's too short, man. You could spend 6 months agonizing over doing it this certain special specific way, or just do it. And the extra 5 months of wisdom that you gain, even if you did nothing but fail for 5 straight months, the lessons that you would be learning along the way on how not to do it and then build upon it and then how not to do it and build on it is way more valuable than waiting 6 months to do it the right way. Every time I've ever launched anything, whether it's my podcasting training, my speaker training, my coaching, or anything like that, I've never agonized how good it was. I just didn't, because I figure, let the consumer decide if it's good. And you know what? rarely do I have anybody invest in a product and say, hey man, this just wasn't even close to what you said it was going to be. It's always been the opposite. Wow, thanks so much. You know why? Because I know exactly, I know who I am. Do you know who you are? Who were you before the world told you who you should be? That's my question for today. Boom, mic dropping. Who were you before the world told you who you should be? I didn't know the answer to that question. Before the world told me who to be, I mean, I was just this guy stumbling around the corporate world, trying to please everybody and make sure that, you know, I got promoted and made money and everything was based on sales quotas and base salary and bonus. That was everything that defined me. But then I realized when I got out of that, I could do whatever I wanted to do. Like I literally was a blank canvas. So I had to remember who I was. I was this fun, energetic teenager. Then I was this fun, carefree 20-something guy. And then I got married and had kids, and I focused on the corporate ladder and had to go up that ladder. And I started, the stress started getting more because I had to keep redefining myself. Like I had to keep being this person in the corporate world that everybody else wanted me to be. Man, when you're free, I mean, when you're really free, not, oh, I'm free, but you're still not because you care what people think and you're trapped inside this prison. The greatest prison you'll ever live in is the prison of other people's opinions. You'll never escape that prison. You know what? Those walls are so thick and those fences are so high that you'll never jump over them and never go through them. And you'll never tunnel underneath them because they're 100 miles below the earth as well. That prison that you live in of other people's opinions, that is the worst prison to live in. You get out of that prison by finally understanding who you were before the world told you who you should be. And that, I mean, I'm telling you, if you just get one thing this week out of every one of these shows this week, if you just get one concept, that's it. That's the one to get because it's that important. You know, you want to launch a movement, you don't have time to worry about what other people think. You go with what's in your heart because you know what's in your heart doesn't lie. You get out of your head or you're dead. When you get in your head, you're dead. You are. You're in your head. That's all one big mess. Your mind is so powerful, but it can also be powerful in a negative way. It can be powerful and uplift you and get you in the greatest shape of your life and get you earning income and get you attracting all these great things in your life. It can also do the opposite. It can sabotage your success. You get in your heart That's where all the answers are. That's what faith, find answers in the heart, F-A-I-T-H, find answers in the heart. I love that acronym because that's where all the truth is. That's who we are as a person. That's who we are in our hearts. And when you let that shine and everybody's so afraid to get moving. It's like, I do talk to people. I talk to a lot of people every day and they book that call. And I can hear the fear. It's just coming. The insecurity is just coming through the other end of the line. And I just wish I could give them a pill to say, hey, look, there's no guarantees you're going to wake up tomorrow. You want to guarantee this business idea is going to work? There's no guarantee you're not going to get diagnosed being 90 days to live. I just saw Alex Trebek, Jeopardy guy, you know, Alex Trebek, who didn't grow up with that guy in the 80s, you know? He's diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. He didn't have that diagnosis a couple months ago. We all should be living as if we've been diagnosed with 90 days to live because our mindset would be so much different as opposed to I'm afraid it would be, I got to do it. I don't know if I should. I got to do it. I don't have a choice. You think Alex Trebek's worrying about his bank account today? That guy wants to wake up and just smell the fresh air. That's all he wants to do today. And everybody else is worried about tomorrow. Tomorrow isn't even guaranteed to you. Why would you worry about it? Yesterday's done. Quit tripping over that. Today, make a plan. You're going to do something today. You know, get going and move from your heart, not from your head. And you'll find it's such a sweet spot, man. And the opinions of others never matter when you're operating inside your heart. Can you do that? Just do it today. See how it feels? It's going to feel amazing, by the way. And then do it again tomorrow. That's how you build momentum. That's how you build your movement. Go ahead and book your call if you haven't done it. Launchwithsam.com. Let's talk more about it. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.